Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee and or tea and sit back and let's chat a bit about the astrology and whatever else it is that we want to chat about today. I'm here again on Facebook Live as opposed to Zoom or to Be Live. And it's a little disconcerting just because it's new, right? Sometimes those new things just kind of get you. And yet I see people are checking in. Good morning, Debbie Hedden, and good morning, Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel. Great to see you ladies out there. I hope everybody got to go outside last night and look at that moon. It was divine. So beautiful, so big, and just orange. And I don't know, maybe it wasn't that color where you live, but it was just amazingly beautiful. And we had these high, thin clouds that were just sort of moving through. And my husband and I went outside and stood on the porch just before we went to bed to take one last look at the moon, even though it was in my eyes all night. And the clouds had moved across the face of the moon. And it looked like we were looking through a rainbow at the moon. It was just stunning. I just love looking at the night sky and the fact that I live on an island where it's dark. Most of the time, there's not a lot of light around. I can see these things. And when there's not clouds, that is, and even the clouds that there were last night just enhanced the whole view of the full moon, even though it wasn't quite full. The actual full moon occurred this morning at 5:30 a.m. my time, 8:30 a.m. for those of you on the East Coast, and hours in between for those of you in Central and Mountain time. So I hope everybody got a chance to see it. I hope everybody's feeling good this morning. There's quite a few people popping in here. Debbie, Mimi, good morning to you. Michelle Gay, good morning. Asa, good morning. And oh, yes. So can I see the comments? I can. I like it. I like it. So this morning I wanted to do kind of a closing, if you will, of the full moon energy by taking a look at some of the things that we can, the takeaway messages, let's say, from the full moon. Now, we're still in the full moon window. My goodness, it was only, what, 3 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago that we had this full moon. And so what are the things that we can take away from this? And the first thing that I thought of is that this brought us to a completion, right? The full moon is about completion. It is about revelation. Sometimes it's about endings, but it seems to be that things come full circle. And astrologically, that is the same case here, as this brought to completion the eclipse season, the two eclipses that we had in July, the solar eclipse July 2nd and the lunar eclipse that happened on July 16th, that also occurred during a Mercury retrograde cycle. And as of yesterday, we have cleared the retrograde, or the retro shade, as Suzanne Fulmer would say. And now we are in new territory with Mercury as well. Now, Mercury, as a close to his cycle with his retrograde, he moves on to connect up tomorrow with the planet Uranus, which we will talk a little more about as time goes on here this morning. So it is time for us to expect clarity or revelations in some way, especially surrounding anything that came up for us during the retrograde or during the either one of the eclipses or both of the eclipses. So there's something right now that we can gain from all of that chaotic energy from July, right? You know, while we were living in it and we were sort of breathless by all of the things that were going on, and every day there was a new something or another, you know, did we ever think we'd get to this point now where we can sit back and we can just sort of breathe in and take in all of that and get some perspective on what it all meant for us? And you may not have it as big of an aha. Maybe it wasn't in some place in your chart that was huge or life-shattering or shaking. But if you did, now everything might start to look like it has meaning, or for some reason now it starts to make sense. During the full moon, we have the sun conjunct Venus, and that rekindles and brings to the surface our desires and the things that we value. So now we have this opportunity to change our focus a bit, right? We can now it's a bit clearer for us let's say the interference patterns are behind us, now we can bring to the forefront those things that we really love. I had a friend here the other day, and one of the things I gave her as an assignment was to focus on what she wants. And I'm going to give that same assignment to all of us out there. It's time to focus on what you want, because it's time to look at what you are desiring. As even the sun in human design, I have my little human design book here. I want to say it's probably next week. Aha, the 18th. So just next, what, Monday? Sunday. The moon or the sun will move into the gate 29 and Earth at the gate 30, where we begin to commit and focus on those things that we love, whether that is something that and love or value or desire. Love, value, or desire. And I don't mean like sexual desire. I'm talking about the I want this, I want that, I want to be this, I want to have that. So all of those things come into focus rather easily now for us as we're clearing out that gateway, or that we've come through the full moon gateway, and maybe we can just close that door or that gate on what has happened in the past, gain some new clarity, get some new footing, and be able to move forward. Now, I also want you to understand that this full moon in Aquarius, which the moon today is still in Aquarius most of the day, it gives us the opportunity to detach from the pain and the ugliness of the world in order to reconnect to the more important energies of love and compassion and our own common humanity. A friend called me up the other day, and she was quite upset and quite disgusted with the world and everything. She feels, and like many of you do, you're empathic and you feel the pain and the wound of the world with such clarity, right? Or such exquisiteness that, she was just at her wit's end when she called. And one of the things as we were chit-chatting and, she was moving out of that feeling, was she shared with me this movie that is on Netflix right now called The Family. And it is an ugly movie. And I have not wanted to watch it, and I have not yet watched it, but from her description and what I've read about it, it is not necessarily one that I really want to watch. But she kept saying to me, Janet, you've got to watch it. You've got to watch it because the only antidote to what is going on in our world, what is being created by the powers that be, is to be in love and to offer out forgiveness and compassion and understanding and always having your heart in that space. And to remember that even in the ugliness of the day, even in the ugliness of the world, that we always have access to that inner voice, that inner love energy. And also, I wanted to just say this to everybody. While the inner planets, so that would be the sun, moon, Venus, Mercury, and Mars, while they begin their shift into that task-oriented Virgo energy, it's worth it to remind everybody and to remember that we are in an extended period of time of transformation. We are literally in a metamorphosis that is still in the happening, right? So we're still in the deconstruct and reconstruct phase, and we are there for quite a while, all the way through 2020 mostly. So while we must move forward with our lives, we can do so deliberately and in a stepwise fashion, like taking one step, putting the foot in front of the other, and not necessarily a full-on rush to action. And I thought of that because yesterday, as I was writing, I was rereading some of the stuff I wrote for the month of August, and I think I sort of left that unclear, as I said, that toward the middle of August and the end of August, that we moved into Virgo energy, and that Virgo energy is the energy of work, and we have to put the pedal to the metal. I didn't want you to think that that meant we were in a race to go somewhere. I didn't want you to think that it was an all-out rush to get to a destination, that this is just a pathway that opens up for us to do the work that we need to do to enact our goals, right? For the last couple of several weeks, all the way backwards, let's say, until July, even into June, in some respects, we were dealing with the past as Mercury was slowing down for his retrograde, and then he turns retrograde. Then we have those eclipses in Cancer and Capricorn. So a lot was triggered. A lot, if you look back, a lot's crashed, right? My complete computer crashed during that period of time. I've crashed my website and I'm building a new one. And there's some, that's just how it's taking place in my world. What's taking place in your world? But to remember that that gateway that opens up, we feel a little bit freer. We feel like we can breathe more freely. And that makes us want to push our way out there into things. But I would still caution you to take a stepwise look and move forward deliberately. So you have a plan. Deliberation requires a plan. Deliberation requires a goal and a series of tasks that will take you from where you are to where you want to go. Not that, full on running back rush for the goalposts, right? That's appropriate for football, but not appropriate for us in our lives right now at this moment. Yes, move forward, but do so deliberately and in a stepwise fashion. All right, so I said earlier the moon is in Aquarius today. It is so until 6, well, until 8:50 p.m. my time. So what would that be, 11:50 p.m. for you on the East Coast? She does move void at 6:03 p.m. my time. So for a couple of hours, things kind of slow down and get dull. But it is mostly after work for most of us and in the evening when we're winding down anyway. So, yay, the void of course moon is not something that is going to get in our way very much. And by the time we get through the void, the moon is then in Pisces, and we can focus more on our spirituality, on compassion and love and creativity and imagination. The moon in Pisces is one of my favorite positions of the moon. And we'll talk more about that, of course, tomorrow and what it means for us as we go into the weekend. The void, of course, moon leaves us with an opposition to Mars. So there could be some emotional irritation that you're left with, maybe just some nameless thing that's scritchy in your mind or, scritchy in your body that just some mad thought that comes up, and then the moon goes void, of course, and then you're left with it. Until a couple of hours go by. So if that happens, don't take it seriously. It could be a little conflict or, some kind of little argument or something you get triggered by. Or maybe it is that you get sort of a second wind this evening and you want to take action on something. But I would say with a void of course moon, maybe just sit down with a good book, make a really great dinner, or wind down your evening in a softer way if you can. All right, let me see if there are people making comments here. Any questions? Asa, good morning to you. Diane Light, great to see you. And Chanel, great to see you. Natasha, good morning. Michelle says, weird you said hi before I wrote in. I think maybe there's a green bar that pops up. I think maybe it's telling me that you've joined before you actually see it. I don't know. That's weird because I see green bars and then below it, like a gray bar that has what you say in it. So that's why I'm maybe like this one just says Elisa Garcia joined. So good morning to Elisa and good morning to Rebecca. And then underneath Rebecca, it says good morning, everyone. So I see what's happening here. Good morning, Linda and Colleen and Vanita. Gosh, we haven't seen you in a while. I was just thinking about you yesterday. I saw something you posted. What was it? I don't remember, but I was on Facebook for the first time, Facebook, my personal Facebook, for the first time in a long time. And I saw you and I went, oh my gosh, I haven't seen her in the morning for a while. I thought maybe you'd gotten a job or that you were on vacation or something. So it's great to see you. Good morning, Suzanne. It's good to see you out there as well. And anybody else I might have missed, Allison, good morning. And I think everybody else I got to. So, if you have any questions about this full moon, any observations, anything that happened with you during the full moon window, please share with all of us if you want to. And let's see how everybody's feeling about this. Now, another thing that's going on today is Mercury now in new territory, right? He is now sitting at a degree and a minute of a degree that he has not been in yet this year. So, yay, we have cleared out that retrograde. But he's sitting in new territory in a trine with Chiron, who is in retrograde. So there's healing here. There's healing of a wound that maybe's been opened up over the past couple of months. It is opening a new pathway to selfhood through mind and self-talk. I want to tell you this morning, we have an Echo Dot, and that gives us access to my Amazon streaming music. And when I woke up this morning, I woke up to strains of Elton John in the background because my husband had put Elton John on the music channel. And so I sat here this morning working to every wonderful song that Elton John has ever written. In fact, I turned it off just seconds before I went live. And I got into a channeling mode. I just started writing. I could almost do a blog post with everything that I wrote up this morning while I was listening to Elton John's music. And one of the things that was so clear, it was like just insanely clear to me, was that there is this mind that we have been tapped into of negative self-talk, casting negative aspersions on our own selves. And maybe, in some cases, maybe we've even been casting those aspersions outward onto others, or others have been casting that onto you. And so it has created conflict or chaos maybe within your relationships. And I've heard from people who are having marital problems. I've heard of people having problems at work. There are people that are just, almost fed up to hear with the way things are going in their own lives. And what this Mercury trine Chiron retrograde reminded me of is that we are the ones that are in control of our minds. We don't think we are, right? We buck up against that and we fight that because really we really do sort of want to blame the outside world or other people or our conditions, and then become victims. And remember, we are so past victimness, right? We've done that. We've been there. We've done that. Chiron is no longer in Pisces, triggering the victimness. So that's an old tape that's running in your head. That is an old pattern, and it is time to let that go in favor of Chiron now in Aries, reminding us that we are self-sufficient, that we have self-love, that we can be self-compassionate, that we can be self-accepting, and we can have self-realization, and we can be whatever you can put after the word self, including the negative words if you want to be that. But the pathway to your being your true self lies in your own mind and in your own self-talk. What do you hear yourself saying to yourself? When you look in the mirror, are you pointing out your flaws, or are you saying, "Damn, girl, you look good?" Because I guess most of us look in the mirror and we go, "Oh, dang it, look at my hair's all frizzy. Thank you very much, dampness in the air." Or we get, and that's so superficial because those are just little superficial things. But what about the big things that we tell ourselves? That we can't do something, that we can't have something, that we can't heal, that we have to, be a certain way, or we have to do things in a certain way, that there's only one pathway forward, perhaps. These are the things that we have an opportunity to course correct right now, right? Mercury is at 4 degrees, 54 minutes, and the planet Chiron is at 5 degrees, 21 minutes. So we have an applying aspect. So we haven't gotten to the exact yet. That'll happen later today. And then we have the separating aspect. While Mercury is still very slow and picking up some speed, we have a few days where we can consider what it is that we've been telling ourselves, what's in our head, and sometimes that requires you sitting back and just observing yourself, using that Aquarius moon to be detached from all of that and to just be the observer. Yesterday, Irina was listening to us and she pulled a wisdom card and it was observer. Earlier in the week, when I was doing readings for someone, I pulled the card observer. It's in our field to be the observer, but in order to do that, we have to detach. We have to step back and we have to be looking in from a neutral position. And if you look into your life and how you treat yourself and how you talk to yourself, are you treating and talking to yourself in a way that you would treat or talk to your kids, your family, your friends, right? So be your own best friend. That is, I guess, the message that is coming up from Mercury and Chiron for us today. Asunta, good morning. Yes, I do natal charts, and I will message you when I get off air this morning and let you know what that's all about. Good morning, Kathy Miller. Irina, you are with us. Good morning. It's great to see you with us. I hope you just heard I was talking about the card that you drew yesterday, quite unexpectedly for us. That was Observer, and the need for us to get into a neutral, detached space, become the observers of how it is that we are using our minds. Our minds are very powerful. And if your mind and your heart are not in alignment, you are not going to get very far, very fast. It's almost like putting your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time, right? Your mind and your heart have to be in alignment. So if your heart is telling you what you desire, what you love, and what you want, but your mind is saying, yeah, but you can't have that, or yeah, everyone else gets that, but not you, then you are out of alignment. You are working at cross purposes to your desires. So you have to get in alignment. You got to bring them back together and then work from that place. Okay. Now, what else is going on? Tomorrow, we have Mercury also gaining his square to Uranus, which he does about twice a year. So this isn't an energy that we come across very often, just twice a year. The next one won't be until January. And this is a time where we are excited and there is nervous energy running through the atmosphere here because Mercury, which rules Gemini rules the nervous system, right? And Uranus is electrical. It rules electricity. And so you can see that when the two of them come together, there's an electrical current that gets connected up. And some of you may be feeling that through your gut. You might be feeling that through your mind and how you're flying off in 50 different directions. So we are easily distracted as this aspect begins to form, becomes exact tomorrow, and then wanes over the weekend. So we may say or do things without thinking. So be aware, right? Don't be impulsive. But the high side here is that we may have ideas and breakthroughs and see pathways open up for us that we don't normally see. So have your, here, I'm going to show you, I have this handy dandy notebook. These are my favorite notebooks that I use on a regular basis to keep with me. I put one like in my bag when I went to San Juan Island last weekend, just because if something comes up and I don't have my cell phone in my hand where I can record a message to myself, I have that to write in. Have that with you. I would do that today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, because it's a possibility that some really striking, wonderful things can happen. And oh, by the way, if you live here in Western Washington, Skagit County, Whatcom County, Snohomish County, even King County, down south by Seattle. Ron Webb, who is this wondrous purveyor of rocks, stones, and crystals, and Diane Light are here in Skagit County. I think it's in Skagit that you're at, Diane. You guys can check it out on Facebook, find the address where they will be, because I'm telling you, if you have electrical current running through you, you can walk into that place and find the perfect stone, the perfect gem, the perfect rock, the perfect whatever it is that you need. It's almost like it will be magically attracted to you. And for those of you that are not in our area, I'm so sorry. Go maybe to your local metaphysical store or your local rock and gem place and find the perfect stone for you because it's a great time for that. Remember, stones are made of a crystalline matrix and they have power, right? They can amplify energy and they can make things appear bigger. They can you know, bring on nervous energy, but they can also, if it's the right stone, open you up and you can see new pathways and new ways of doing things. So if you're in my area here locally, check that out. It's on Saturday. I want to say it was from 10 to 3:30 maybe. Diane, if you're still listening here, you can chime in and let us know that. Good morning, Ashley, and good morning, Karen Devine. Gotta love your name, just like Colleen's last name, McSpirit. Gotta love that. Kathy says, self-talk has been my friend for many years, good and bad, thousand things to do today. Kathy, is there ever a day that you don't have a thing, a thousand things to do? Because, oh my gosh, girl, it seems like you're always doing that. And you're retired. What happened to just sitting back and relaxing, sitting on the beach? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Relax, girlfriend. Let's see. Let's take a look now at the Pleiadian Earth energy, because today is a new day, a new week. And we begin this week with one initiating energy. That's the universal energy of the day, is initiating. We have the gateway to start something new, which is kind of interesting in the waning effects of a full moon, which usually brings things into completion. But we can initiate something here. And I think what the initiation is around the energy that is in the earth today, which is loving energy. In the Mayan calendar, this was Lamat, and Lamat was a representation. It's a picture of a star, but it is the representation of the planet Venus. And Venus played such a prominent role in the Mayan culture. And they literally were one of the first cultures to really chart her path through the sky and her relationship to the sun. And they were consummate astronomers. And Venus was their indicator of social change, of changes in their leadership, when crops would be great, when crops would fail, when there would be revolution, etc. They really tapped in to Venus. But Venus in the Pleiadian Earth energy is literally about enthusiasm and creativity. And it really brings us that productive kind of energy. So today can be a very productive day if you can tap in and use the energy appropriately, right? Not pushing and rushing forward so much as looking at what's opened up for you and moving in that direction. And we need to watch out for a competitive air and also an aggressiveness to what is happening around you, or getting engaged in that aggressive energy. Those are kind of the shadows of Venus or loving energy. So today's, I think, a wonderful day for us to contemplate new ways of being, to open up and hear for maybe the first time for some of us, what it is that you're saying to yourself, about what's possible for you. And especially, you know, if some of you take up that assignment I just gave out this morning about what do I want and getting to the crux of your desires, and then listen to what's going on in your mind as you hear or see yourself writing these things down. It's really interesting, an interesting exercise, because if you stand back and you look, there may be some real, real interesting voices going on as you write down, I want to be in the best love relationship ever, and your inner voice going, yeah, that ain't going to happen, or yeah, when, right? So watch self-talk, watch where your mind goes. And because if you watch and you find out this thing, by the way, this is discovery, right? It's not for to use as a way to beat yourself up. This would be for you to go, oh, I see where I'm out of alignment and I can course correct. If I don't know where I'm out of alignment, then I will always have the same thing happening. I will keep trying to get that best relationship, that favorite job, or that, you know, financial stability, and I'll not get there. It'll be like I'm beating my face up against a rock or a wall, not getting anything that I want, because that self-talk is so powerful. The belief system, the patterns that are in there are so powerful. By the way, do I have it sitting here? No, because I was working with it. Hold on.
Here it is.
This book, Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel sent to me, is the most awesome book. It is by Nancy Levine. It is called Worthy, Boost Your Self-Worth to Grow Your Net Worth. And it's not, you know, it's not like it's that long, but I can't seem to move. I like to read books fast and then I go back, but I can't do that with this one because almost every page gives me pause for thinking. And there are exercise in this book that you must do. And so it's hard to just read, right, in the exercises, but eye-opening. I absolutely love this book. Thank you so much, Debbie, for sending that to me. So Worthy, boost your self-worth to grow yourself, to grow your net worth. So it's relating our financial abilities to our self-worth, right? So, and it's amazing. And it's interesting because mostly when you see a book like that, you think about the people who are, who can't seem to get enough money, right? Or who can't seem to create a pathway or create financial stability. But her issue was completely different. Her issue was about hoarding money, and she wouldn't spend the money. She had this money, but she wouldn't spend it. And that is equally an issue around self-worth. So it doesn't matter if, you know, you're at the one end or the other, this book can be helpful for you. Let's see, Vanita, my grandmother is 102 years old today. That's absolutely fabulous. Congratulations to your grandmother. Give her a hug from all of us. Asa has a question. She says, I'm looking at the Mayan calendar astrology past week and wondering, what does your breakthrough day mean? So all of us, it can mean a couple of things, a couple of different things. And so is it your, Asa, just tell me really quickly if that was your personal breakthrough day or was this like a global breakthrough day? Because sometimes what happens in the Mayan calendar, and I think the Pleiadians do this too, is that there were these things called burner days. I don't believe they're called burner days in the astrology of the Pleiadians, but the burner days came on a regular basis. So a year in the Mayan calendar and in this Pleiadian calendar is actually 260 days, right? 13 days times 20 days in a week, times 20 signs, gives you this 260. So that's the length of the calendar. And then it starts over, right? So the year for them is not a 365-day year like ours is. That's a mechanical year based on the sun, right? So how the sun moves. The Mayans also had a calendar, by the way, that took that into consideration. That was their work calendar. This is a spiritual calendar, right? So this is an evolutionary tool. And this is a contemplative tool. You can see that by the days and how we, you know, are moving through a spiral of energy. So if you break 260 days into four equal parts, right, cross quarter days, you get 65 days. There are four 65 day paths in, or there's four days that are burner days based on the 65 days, right? So you have 65 days and that's a burner day. And a burner day is a day for releasing. It is a day for blowing off steam. It is a day for letting go of all that ails you. It is a restart. Now, and it, you know, the society would all come together in those burner days and blow off steam, right? We don't have that in our society anymore. There is no mechanism that brings together all the frustrations and the anger and the upset and allows us to collectively blow that off. We don't have that. The closest thing we may have to that are holidays like the Super Bowl, where we all, you know, no matter whether you like football or not, we're all sort of waiting for these commercials. We get together or we have other rituals that we do together on that day. Some of our holidays are like that as well. But we don't collectively have a day that every 65 days allows us to let off that steam. So consequently, our society is more prone to chaos and to conflict and to now mass shootings and just crazy stuff, right? Likewise, each of us has a 65-day path of our own personal letting off the steam day. And it's based on the day that you were born. So whatever your, Asa, whatever your first day of life was, whatever that is on the Mayan calendar, 65 days forward is going to be your first burner day. And then 130 days later, or 130-day mark or 65 days later, you're going to have the next one, and so on, until you come back to that 260th day, which is your spiritual birthday, right? So we have a few more birthdays to get to celebrate in the Mayan calendar or in the Pleiadian calendar, because it is your spiritual rebirth, right? So I hope that answers your question. It's sort of the long way around, but it does come as a breakthrough. Often breakthroughs occur because of the releasing of all of that pent-up frustration. Maybe it's a day where you just go out and you run, or you go out and you write something, or you have a ritual, right? How many of you actually have a ritual that you do? This is a periodic ritual that can create a path to breaking through, to letting go, and to burning off, if you will, the old energy. So I hope that helps. Nancy Brenneman, good morning. Allison says, good morning. I bought the book, but I haven't started it yet. You will start it in the right time and in the right way, because it is truly a book of depth. Like I said, I can't seem to just read through it. I end up working my way through it and then contemplating it. And it's just one of those fascinating reads. It's sort of like the Gene Keys, right? Where you can't really read it from cover to cover, because there's something that is magical in it that you have to stop and you have to work through and then proceed. So good morning, Deborah Foster. Nice to see you, cousin. Asa says, yes, personal coming in 13 days. Woohoo. And yes, that answered your question. There you go. And Nancy says, good morning to you as well. So any other questions? Anybody want to chat about something? Tomorrow is Friday or Fri-yay. It is the beginning of the weekend. So tomorrow, it is Friday tomorrow, right? Yes, today's Thursday. I got off kilter for a second. So tomorrow's Friday. We'll take a look ahead tomorrow at the weekend. And everything that I saw so far of the weekend looks pretty good. Mars changes signs this weekend, so we'll want to think about how that affects us. We'll want to take a look at where Virgo is in our charts, because that's where the next pileup of planets goes. In fact, maybe tomorrow, if you are someone who would like me to take a look at your chart and see where Virgo is, maybe you have a sense or something that is needing to be brought to your attention, then I'm going to give you my email address, which I have to type correctly, 111@gmail.com. Did that show up for everybody? It did. Good. So send me an email and say, yes, I want you to look at my chart, and maybe we'll spend some time tomorrow looking at a couple of charts. I can't do 20 of you, but I can do maybe 3 or 4 of you, and we can see where Virgo is and where that energy is headed. And what is it that you are needing to put out there to work? What is it that is the next steps for you, because that may be what is apparent in the chart for you. Okay, that is it for me today. I don't see any other questions. Oh, Kathy, no time, it seems, to relax till evening. Then I fall asleep. You fall asleep because you're so tired. Maybe take a nap in the middle of the day and relax. Get yourself a cup of tea and just sit back and say, this is time for me. Me time, right? Get a good book, do something fun, or take a nap. All right. I don't see anything else. So that is it for me today. I will see you guys tomorrow morning right here, just like this, at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. East Coast time. Mwah! Much love to you all. And Assunta, I will get back with you shortly here. All right. Take care, everybody.